99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and a very beautiful good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. The sun rises here. It's exactly 19 minutes past 12. And life's with you, in you, and the light's upon you. Welcome to radio. My name is Joyce. It's a very beautiful Tuesday afternoon. You just heard Manchester Orchestra. The song is titled The Gold. I hope you love alternative sounds. Yes, I hope you do. That's my wildest guess, that you do. And we're 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, in no time from now, we'll be live streaming, so you can join our live stream on Facebook and also on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. And yes, you can tap into the light and all that strength that comes right out of the energy, out of the studio. So from everything breathing in the studio, and me, I say welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Today on the show, we're going to revisit something we spoke about once directly, the other time indirectly, as far as it concerns Nigeria. And it would be Nigerian youths joining the military. I think it's necessary that we analyze it. And if you have any demands, which I am persuaded to believe that you do, then I would like for you to make those demands. You know what? I have a very funky feeling that Tinubu listens to the sunny side. I really think so. Yeah, I think he does. So you never know who's listening to you, and maybe someone would at least start taking you seriously. That's what we're going to talk about the first hour. After that, the second hour, we're going to segue into our divorce series too. Thanks for another day. We couldn't do that last week, but here we have today. And the opportunity today is that we get to talk about it, and also, more importantly, have you tell your stories about your intent to be divorced, either because you thought differently, yeah, you had a psychological shock, your expectation in comparison to eventual reality, and or maybe you realized you made a mistake. A lot of people do not realize mistakes until, you know, they live a little longer and learn some more, and then they realize, oh no, I made a wrong decision. Oh, I shouldn't have made this decision. I'm going to tell you a story about someone who sent me a message about his mistake. And yes, hopefully that allows. Well, after that, of course, I'm going to open up the opportunity to you to tell your own story. And I hope that everyone else who's listening gets the opportunity to learn and not make your mistakes. But also, if you can, maybe you share with us how that error or that mistake in judgment has helped shape your present reality. On the sunny side, and at 2:30, the doctor is going to be here, Dr. Fred. So you want to miss these moments for nothing. And these moments on radio are what your lives are made of. If you ask me how best to spend radio, this is it. This is exactly how you spend the days of your life, listening to radio on the sunny side. All right, so quick break. We'll be right back. When we come back, joining the Nigerian military. Well, yeah, it's making a comeback. And I like to know, I think, yeah, from our last conversation, most people had little or no interest. Yeah, others, a few people had interest. They even sought out the opportunity to be a part of the military. But here we're having a statesman, a bureaucrat, tell us that in order for us to at least, you know, do something about unemployment, recruiting Nigerians, young Nigerians into the Nigerian military is one way to go about it. Well, I know the youths of this country have a dream. They have an ambition. They have aspirations. First, I want to see whether you think the government is considering your dreams and aspirations, or do you suppose that, some bureaucrats wake up because they have money and they're leaders in the nation to some degree. They project on you what they think your future should be about. Yeah, because I can't imagine someone who's very good with computers and IT, modern technology, being told, say, for example, to go do some farming, or say you're a doctor, and due to unemployment of some sort, or underemployment to be more specific, you're suggested to go into the farms, pick up some tools, and do some back work, bend over, grow some crops. Yeah, I feel that there is a gap between their reality, the reality of today, and what is needed for us to have a future. Except we are hoping that this is the future. Maybe a future is the fact that you live through every day and nothing necessarily need be created. Well, yeah, that. I feel that there is a gap. I sense the gap between what has been, what is, and what needs to be. And to travel that distance, you need futurists. So when we come off this break, we're going to be talking about that on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome all our friends. Welcome to your Nigerian platform. Yeah, where we get to talk about issues affecting us as a people. And yes, our advancement. You know, like, you can't imagine being young and having retarded growth. Well, you had a business, a child, or anything that would take time to develop into something better. And then the thing would not grow. It just would not move. It wouldn't grow beyond time and frame or shape or stature. It just stays stuck. Well, yeah, so that reference was to highlight the fact that as a nation, we must advance our cause. And I'm not even speaking money. I'm talking about, you know, develop the society to the extent to which everyone has a fair share and a decent life. A fair share of what makes our commonwealth and a decent life, just so that when you're asked about your Nigerian state, you can proudly say, I am Nigerian, because now value is placed on everything that makes us who we are. And for that reason, there's dignity in what you might call the not so formal end of things. Look, back in the day, the richest guys were, or one of the richest guys were, not just merchants, but farm owners. Yep, farm owners were the bourgeois, the ones with the money. Those whom you might probably refer to today as, I think calling them the aristocrats would be a little too much. But yeah, back in the day, they were the guys with the money. So yeah, they made the policies and stuff like that. Yeah, so you would call them the aristocrats. Yeah, yeah. And say, if you were English, you would say, well, these are upper class people, so they are gentries. But today, well, farmers should be making as much, if not as much as they did back in those days, but good enough to be called, you know, a beautiful level in economic rankings. But corporations are coming into that sector today. So you have big corporations coming into agriculture and taking over. Look, that's the only way to put it, taking over. And I know that you have heard about GMOs. I think you even need to understand what's happening. Let me tell you a quick discovery. I was watching European television yesterday, and I cannot remember his name, but he was credited to have won a Nobel Prize. And I think it was either a Nobel Prize, either in physics or economics. And he said something about climate change being our new reality. And for that reason, some kinds of crops would not grow as they used to. And what needs to happen is the science gets to genetically modify those crops so that those crops can grow in, quote unquote, the new type of atmosphere. Look, I don't know how else to tell you this, but everything has changed. And I think you don't hear enough of that. Everything has changed. I was speaking to a Nigerian farmer, a young Nigerian entrepreneur who went into farming, and he told me that he wanted to plant beans. And he went to, I think he said it was the Benue state government, you know, for land. He said he was given that, but that also he got some kind of grant from the world organizations, and he got given crops. And he said, for example, beans, some beans you plant, it grows in 3 months. Another you plant, it takes longer, 6 months, 9 months. And you're usually given the option, like, okay, this one grows quicker, and they're all genetically modified. And then I asked him about, you know, buying seeds, and he didn't quite understand what I was talking about. And then I reminded him of his childhood and how maybe back in the day, seeds used to be those things that you'd throw away, but now you are buying them. Do you even understand what that means economically? That the food you're going to eat, or say the origin of the food you're going to eat, is now taking some or going through some kind of evolution. Now you would not be able to at some point I mean, that's what's said on, you know, European television. Look, your food is changing. And in the future, which is pretty much today already, if you're going to eat something, it has to come from a genetically modified food. Well, look, the reason I'm saying that is because we need futurists to understand these things. And maybe we need to take our seed banks more seriously and look for ways by which we can not just manage, but guard, as much as we guard gold, guard organic crops. Like, that's some serious stuff we need to take into consideration. And maybe it's fair to suggest that if somebody is giving you crop and money, it's really worth raising an eyebrow over. Like, you want to wonder why they're that generous. Okay, you know what? I really get into talk when I get into it. But think about it. And, well, that's necessary because now a statesman is suggesting that young Nigerians... You remember once upon a time the president said, look, Nigerian youth should go into farming. Yeah? Yeah. And then many people waited for investment in farming, in agriculture, for them to be able to at least start off something. Other people wanted to scale up. Well, it would appear that the story is just about the same. One step forward and maybe like five steps back. And it's moving, but maybe not at the rate at which farmers would want for it to move. Oh, well, now a statesman is saying... Given our added problems, yeah, now we have the issue of terrorism and insecurity. Tinubu suggested that Nigerian youth should go into the force. Like, you know, in fact, he gave a figure. So one thing is, I think he's clear. He's been Nigerian long enough to be sure about his statements. So if he says 50 million Nigerians, I think he's clear about that. He suggests 50 million Nigerian youths can go into the force. And that way we have just enough men and women, yeah, to take up the shortfall when it comes to soldiers being strained or, yeah, stretched right now. And that way we have more personnel to deal with the issues that we're dealing with as a nation. You know, this whole kidnapping thing that looks like... I mean, I was reading the news. I was going through the news yesterday and it hit me that we're actually having negotiations with kidnappers. Just that, you know, like we're negotiating. Like, there's a talk about how this is going to play out. So it seems as though we're maybe indirectly allowing them understand that we respect their territory as a sovereign nation. I have a problem with that. And I think every Nigerian should. I think it's just something you should raise your eyebrows about. Like, how are we in conversation with kidnappers, with terrorists? But then it's happening. Okay, so in order for us to deal with what we can call a problem at this point, yeah, Nigerians would have to go into the military. 50 million Nigerians are advised to move into the force. That way, we can at least deal with one other problem, which is the issue of unemployment. We spoke about this a few weeks ago, and some Nigerians were not necessarily interested in joining the military. And then I wanted to know, if you're not interested in joining the military, I think it's because you feel more can be done to make the military look attractive, or say make the offer look attractive. So if you can, yes, this is your opportunity, knowing that they listen to you. On Nigeria Info, share with us what you believe. Is what are your demands? If you were going to go into the military, what would you require of the government to make it look attractive enough for you young Nigerians to go into the military? And I think you might be sacrificing one for the other. You might be giving up, say, an ambition of some sort. You might be giving up your dreams of becoming a basketballer to at least having some kind of income, which might just say, for this time being, go into the military. What do you want from the government to make the military attractive? And then 50 million Nigerian youths in the military. Can the government really cater to that number? Or is this just wishful speaking? Is this just wishful thinking? Do you think the Nigerian government can manage that much, that number within the force? Look, I'm going to share with you what the statesman statesman says, but I think I need you to kick off this conversation with your ideas, your suggestions, your beliefs, your persuasions, and if there need be any improvements, what you think the improvements should be. Remember, the moment you join the military, you can go on a protest. Yeah. So if this is your opportunity, take it. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Yeah. Would you join the military now that unemployment is on the rise and you need some kind of income to keep the ends of your life together? This is Radio.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
I'm Genesis Christopher, calling from Ojo Local Government.
Thank you very much. So go ahead real quick.
I just have a simple, short word to chip in. Right from my childhood, I'm a kind of a guy who loved army so much. I wanted to join army. I really wanted to. But I am interested in joining army man if they call on me. But if the president and the leaders will bring their children one by one, at least one person from their families, one of their sons, to join army, I will volunteer myself to join army.
Is that your only condition?
Yes, that is my condition.
Okay.
And you see many Nigerians trooping to join army because they are ready to fight.
Oh, you want to see some kind of patriotism on the part of the leaders?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you very much for calling. You're not asking for too much. Hello, I'm waiting for a caller who would be asking for head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon. Welcome, what's your name?
Joyce, thank you. Good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
My name is Morgan Freeman. You made a point. You said, if you join the military as a youth, remember you don't have the right to protest. Now, this statement of 50 million Nigerians joining the force is coming out of sheer fear, out of fear for the power the Nigerian youth has done what has been able to command over time. Remember the entrance protest during October? This has put fear into the mind of the elites, making them realize that the Nigerian youth has done so for a long while, but they are now rising up to the challenge that we have to take power and take it by force. And that is why this statement is coming out for 50 million Nigerians to join the military with the notion that one way or the other, they will be wiped out.
Don't you think you have misread his motivations? Don't you think he's speaking more towards the idea of unemployment than he is about NSARs? Like, if you look at the threading,
that is far beyond motivation of unemployment. That is far beyond.
Okay, so would you like to join the military? Are you one of the?
If you really want to combat terrorism, it has been proven by security experts that you use.
That what? I lost you.
Around the whole world, you deploy technology to do what? Disperse and disseminate and destroy terrorism.
So you think what we need to invest in right now is in technology, not in human resource? I should have caught you off earlier. But yeah, the sunny side. Welcome. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. My name is Yusuf. I'm calling from Shomolu Baiga.
We're happy to have you here.
Okay. I think employing 50 million youths into the Nigeria Army for recruitment, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Okay. I think it's a wrong notion because our military should not be an alternative for unemployment. I should not join military because I am hopeless. I should join military because I love to serve this country. I love I want to defend my country.
Well, we don't think you are hopeless. We just think you need employment. And honestly, maybe the first 5 years of your employment life can be given to your country in service to show that you love your nation. Like you do NYSC, something like that.
Yes, that is what I'm saying. In the United States, you have people, in some countries, you have people that would tell you they want to serve their country for 5 years, they want to join the Navy, they want to join the military for 10 years and go on with their life. Because the military system has been so, it has been made attractive and they can...
And also honorable, actually.
Yes, you can trust the system. I'm not going to join Nigeria military with the way things Boko Haram for instance, ambushing Nigerian troops, our combatant soldiers.
No, but if we had more men on ground, maybe that would not necessarily be the play.
It's not all about more men. It's about being... You see, you have to be intelligent to run intelligence.
Well, yeah, so we're believing we have enough intelligence, 50 million Nigerian youths to do the job for us. And well, and you are one, counted.
Joyce, it is not by number. It is the will, the willingness.
Do you have it? Exactly. So do you have it?
No.
You don't have. Oh, wow. Even the way you said the no. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Let's move along real quick. Our friends are calling the telephone. What's your name?
Gatsby.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
This is Gatsby. Can I ask you a question about that GMO something about crops?
Oh, yeah. Are you a farmer?
I'm not a farmer, but I'm so much interested in...
Yeah, so you can Google it. Just Google it. Yeah, just Google it. Can you Google it? I'm not talking about that specifically. So I've given you something. Could you please read about it? I mean, you really have to put some effort into acquiring your own personal information. I can't tell you everything. Yeah, the sunny side. Hello, welcome to the show. Nigeria Info, welcome. How are you? What's your name? Hello?
Hello, guys. Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
My name is Anita, and I would love to join the military.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. You sound passionate, quite obviously. So, do you have any requests from the government?
Oh, yes. Sometimes back, we go there for screening. Our name is out in the list, and then we drop you and carry their big men children.
Oh, have you applied before?
Yes, and my name came out, but they drop us and carry their big men children.
Big man children? Are big man children in the military? In the Nigerian military? Oh, okay. Okay. So we need to fix that problem of nepotism. We need to fix that issue of nepotism. So government, there's some corruption going in when it comes to recruiting. Can you help Nigerian faithfuls to at least not kill the light that they have in their hearts for the nation? Hello. Welcome. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay, my name is Uche. So it seems you passed some information concerning farming and I missed that.
You missed it?
Yeah, please. I don't know if...
Have you heard of GMO before?
No, I've not.
Are you a farmer?
Yes, I called yesterday. I was telling you about my process.
You're a farmer. You never heard of GMO?
No.
Google it. Can you? Okay. Even poultry. Apparently, so scientists are saying that in the future. And by the way, I think we already have those chickens. Chickens are genetically modified to not grow feathers. Have you seen that? I've seen it.
I've not.
You've not seen it?
No.
You've not seen chickens without feathers?
No.
Okay, so just Google it, all right? Just Google it.
All right.
So, yeah, everything is genetically modified now. At least they're getting there.
All right.
Thank you very much. And by the way, sometime today, I'm going to post a video about the scientists pretty much working on that. And they say that Africa is too hot. And for that reason, they're genetically modifying chickens to not grow feathers. Beat that. I just want you to try to nearly comprehend the excuse for genetically modifying chickens to have no feathers. And I'll post the video on Instagram so you can see it. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello, welcome, what's your name?
Hello, good afternoon, guys.
Welcome, lady, what's your name?
Yeah, Martinon.
What's your name?
Abike.
Okay, we're happy to have you here. Welcome, young Nigerian. So my guess is you love your nation enough to want to join the military.
Actually, before I have interest in joining, but now, no, the answer is no.
Why?
And the reason being that, even I met a military lady that even told me that in Nigeria, recruits 8,000 military, allegedly, 8,000, there is only 2,000 out of that 8,000 where other, maybe south and east, The other 6,000, they were full and east. That's number one. Number two, if they want the Nigerian youth to go into the military, each one of the politicians, the president, the governors, the five,
all of them. Two children out of them should be at the front to join the military.
Oh, okay.
The senators, all of them, they should come and join. And stop fighting for the polities. They should go and join the military.
An act of nationalism. Pride in nation. All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the Sunny Side. If you have any requests from the government in order to make the military attractive for you to join, please, we'd like for you to state it. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Could you speak up for us? What's your name?
This is Ibrahim on the line.
Ibrahim, youthful Nigerian with just enough energy to defend your nation. Would you join the Nigerian force?
Yes, 30 years. I can join. Nah. They want me to give me gun.
Oh, no, not like that. No, don't do like that. Not just the gun, but do you have love for the nation? The gun is not the point.
Joy.
Yeah.
I don't go there six times. They no agree collect me. And I lie every time. If it's the bunny cap, yes, I don't go. I go state by state. Yeah? So now, like this, Joy Boko Haram, I go, I don't do the same time. I shoot them, I kill them. My friend did there plenty now. But I did the year they do.
Do you have a job, by the way?
Which job I have? Drive. I need that military. My partner, army. Me say, I be bad boy. That is my blood, the boy. The blood in my body.
Oh, nice. But you're not doing anything. You have any educational qualifications?
Yes, primary school.
Okay, primary school.
Yes.
So why do you think you were not taken? Were you told why you were not accepted?
Yeah, they say flat food. They say this one. They don't say like no money. No supporter.
It's not supposed to be that way, actually. Your pride in your country is enough, and some qualification and training is what's needed.
Joy, with me on talk. We don't want more to join this meeting. We do it state by state. We train me, they train us state by state. We don't carry us go down north side. We do it state by state. The more train our training for years, then we'll fight our fight.
Sounds like a deal. Sounds like a thing, man. Okay. What's your name, by the way? Hello, did I lose you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
This is Brian. Ibrahim Hassan. My partner, I'm with you.
Ibrahim.
My friend, then I'm with you. I don't get civilian friends.
Oh, wow. Okay, so maybe you're going to try again, and hopefully this time around it works for you.
Okay, maybe I do. Maybe state by state. So I will go Bonica here, do our training.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Oh, wow. Who knew? 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. How are you?
My sister, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Olayinka. I'm a retired military personnel.
Thank you very much. We're happy to have you here.
Yeah. Now, military of today will not recruit the primary soldier to start with.
Oh.
And flat leg, yes. Even the army will not recruit primary soldier. And again, my sister, let me just tell you one thing. The elites, the big men, they have their children in the military, but they are officers.
Oh, but they are officers.
Yes, we have other ranks. We have a rating. We have airmen.
Okay, nice.
So, but their own children, these big men, their own children, they are officers. It's just like you talk of big man and the masses. So they have their children in the military. There is no one of them will allow their children to come into
on the front
other
line.
No, to come to the other ranks. The other ranks are the last corporal, the corporal. But their children are the majors, the brigadier, and all sorts of a big rank.
Okay.
That is the problem we have in Nigeria. And the gap between the officers and the other ranks is very wide. Very, very wide.
When you say gap, what exactly are you speaking to? Money or age?
Yes, money, welfare, etc. The welfare.
Ah, it's very wide.
And I'm telling you, my sister.
So what rank did you retire? I mean, what was your rank when you retired? Hello?
As an MW. I'm sorry, as an MW.
Okay.
But you are not up to a captain.
Oh,
the
okay.
The captain that joined about 3 or 4 years. UMW that you served 35 years.
How many years did you serve for? 35?
35 years.
Wow. But I lost you. Okay. Oh, well, so you might need a little bit more qualification because according to this caller, primary 6 would not cut it. You might need something like at least a secondary school certification. The Sunny Side. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome, what's your name?
I'm Emmanuel calling from Majinwo.
We're happy to have you.
Yes, thank you. See, even though you say that people should come and join the army, there is fear already in the minds of the youth. because the corruption in the army cannot even allow so many of them to come and join. Because look at the way they have been betrayed in the war front at Missouri and some other northeastern side of the country. They have been betrayed. That is why they can never come to join. I have an opportunity with somebody when I was doing my course at the University of Lagos. An army man was there. We were doing a security operation and management course, with advanced diploma in unit like. The man told us that when he fired a gunshot warning, he was queried. The staff sergeant said he was queried.
Yeah, because maybe he wasn't supposed to be reckless with that, and maybe that was the reason for the query.
It was a warning shot. It's a warning shot that he gave, and he was queried. So there are a lot of corruption in that.
Yeah, isn't that okay? I mean, do you know how many warning shots have pierced through doors and went through somebody's body? I mean, like, sometimes your intent is to release a warning shot and then it hits somebody.
No, a warning shot can only go up. You only shoot it to the head.
You've not heard about stories where people were on their beds and bullets came to meet them.
No, that was an upside. Warning shot can only be...
I mean, I understand it. But so you have a problem with the fact that he was queried, huh?
Yes, he was queried.
All right. Okay, so thank you. Thank you. All right, it's fine. Thank you very much. We're off on a break. When we come back, we'll read messages on WhatsApp. You're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Tonight, 9.3 Nigeria Info. Hello to all our friends far and near. Welcome to what might appear to be a possibility for the Nigerian future. My name is Joyce. You're on 99.3 Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. We're talking about the fact that, in order to deal with unemployment, here there is a suggestion for those who are currently unemployed to at least seek a spot with the Nigerian military. I want to go to WhatsApp right now, and after sharing a few messages with you, we want to also consider what some other countries are doing in terms of numbers of men on ground, and of course you can actually add technology to that. Yeah, okay, so think about it. And look, I was even hoping that you were going to talk about the fact that, look, you had other ambitions, but if the military is something you're going to have to consider for another 2 years, 3 years, you know, to just get your feet up and then move over to something else. This is what you expect of the government. To you, like, place a demand on the government. I was thinking that the conversation will tilt towards that side, but maybe not yet. So I'll wait for you now that I've suggested it to see whether you're really interested enough to make a demand of the government so that you can be a part of it. Remember that this is in order to deal with rubbers, banditry, this kidnapping, terrorism, the issues that make this country somewhat insecure. Yeah. 0700-993-993-993. Hold on a second. All right. So now we're on WhatsApp, and hello to our friends who are with us on Twitter, who are joining us on live stream, and those who have sent messages on WhatsApp. We're so happy to read from you and get your views, particularly to hear your interest as it concerns being a part of the force and making Nigeria safer. Hello and good afternoon. Welcome. So now to WhatsApp. Your mouth has to be closer to the microphone.
Okay, so the first comment. Bless your heart, Joyce. I am willing to join the Nigerian army if the government has shown clearly that they are no longer in romance with the enemies, terrorists, bandits and co. If the Nigerian army is adequately equipped and compensated, the government also has to stop age discrimination in employment other than politics. And the top politicians also allow their immediate family members to also enroll. Lawrence from Owosoki.
So thank you very much, Lawrence, for your message. So apparently, we had a caller who called in. He suggested that he was an ex-military personnel. And he says, yes, top politicians have their family members in, but you wouldn't find them on the front lines. Yeah. Yeah, there is no Prince Harry type situation. Yeah, they're not on the front lines. They're occupying other ranks. And it's rumored to be maybe the higher ranks. So, yeah, they're in the force with you. I mean, they will be with you, but there would be a variance to the positioning. All right, but thank you.
Okay, so the second comment, even if they equipped soldiers with all the necessary things to make it good, I will never join the army. To tell you the truth, Nigerian soldiers can never be stable because even the government themselves are the ones spoiling the soldiers in Nigeria. Aww. If the youth finally join today, it will be the government that will still spoil everything. Let them employ their children. Why are they asking the youth to join? That's from Sylvester from
Ivy. Well, I mean, they don't have that many kids, first of all. Thank you very much for your message.
Someone else says, we have 25 million active military force globally at the moment. Recruiting 50 million folks into the armed forces with a meal routine of cassava, corn and yam is absurd, ridiculous and appalling to say the least. The tactlessness in these men are absolutely scary. Nigeria, beware, it's up to you. Sam from Ikoyi.
Look, Sam, thank you very much. You seem to be displeased with the food routine of cassava, yam and whatever else you can grow in the bushes. But these are staple meals. It's not anything you're unfamiliar with. I mean, what did you want? Corned beef? Thank you very much for your message. I think you wanted corned beef and some milk, which I really think you deserve, by the way. Yeah, some milk. What else again? Butter? These are staples. It's just maybe not around here yet. Messages.
George Osuji from Lekki says, I would like to join the military only if the system is patriotic.
Oh, okay. That's a tricky one. Yes, the system is believed to be patriotic, except maybe you're speaking to the politics within. Well, yeah, the system. I mean, what else? Why is it a nation if the system isn't patriotic? All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, Joyce. The military is an expenditure on the Nigerian balance sheet. Mm-hmm. It does not contribute a dime to GDP. We have to train them, equip them, house them, clothe them, feed them and their families. Joyce, this idea, I assume by Tinubu, was not intended to be taken seriously. It was just a bone thrown at a dog to gnaw at while the thieves disappear with the loot. Mr. Integrity going off to enjoy the best of British healthcare at taxpayers' expense. That's from Ayaba, from Yaba.
Well, he's a president. He is not at taxpayers' expense. Oh, well, okay, you mean Nigerian taxpayers. Okay. Oh, well, yeah, that part. He has medical welfare. He has insurance, I think. I mean, he would have insurance. But I see your point. All right, thank you.
Okay. Emmanuel from Magodo says, good afternoon, Joyce. I will join the military if the mole within the force is eliminated.
You know what? Amen. What else could I say?
Okay, and this one is a bit long, but...
Oh.
Okay, let me read this.
Can you shorten? Okay, good.
Hi, Joyce. The few ones we have in the military do not have enough ammunition. So why do we want to waste the lives of 50 million while with maybe just 5,000 ammunitions to 50,000 insurgency with 50,000 ammunitions?
Well, that's a very sensible question to ask. But then again, maybe... I was going to make a defense for the government, but no, that's not going to work because I think the force by itself should be attractive. The conversation of lack of ammunition or poor quality ammunition should not even be a conversation. I was going to say something lame as, well, if more Nigerian youths join the force, then the government will have to accommodate or say create a larger expenditure budget to kind of purchase arms and stuff like that. But I'm thinking, well, if they're not doing it now, there's hardly any guarantees that when more people join, something better might happen. So yeah, that's very lame. Even a lame thought, I'll call that. Okay, so we're live streaming on YouTube. We want to get some comments off of either Facebook or YouTube. Hello to all our friends. Welcome. And if you want something from the government, I would like for you to lay a demand on the government because maybe they really think you have no expectations of them. And so what they have to give is what they give to you. And usually you're largely dissatisfied. But then again, maybe they don't know what you want because there's not much of what you want that's communicated. So how about we talk about that on the sunny side, Nigeria info? I don't know whether we should compare ourselves with first world nations when it comes to men on ground and technology. Honestly, I don't think that's even a fair enough comparison. I don't think it's fair on us as a people to compare. But I would like to at some point mention what their figures are so that you understand what they have going on. And yes, it's okay if you think that the soldier welfare, say the welfare for the force men, might be a little better than what we have ongoing here. I mean, first of all, you're a third world nation. Stop dreaming. All right, do we have messages we can share?
Okay. Like you rightly said, can the government cater for the number that will be added to the already large number that we already have? They cannot cater for the few people we have in there now. I think we should find a way to kick this bunch of people out.
Well, that's a solid argument, because I mean, if you say we should find a way to kick them out, I think what you mean is that there is a present and there has to be a determined future, and the people must determine their future. And it doesn't quite appear that we're moving at a pace that is, that has been set by the pace the world all over is moving at. So yeah, it's a fair argument to say, look, these guys don't get it and we need someone who does. Thank you very much. Okay. Do we have somebody else?
Yes. Joyce, I greet you guys. My country is a joke. If the government likes, let them recruit everyone into the military. Nothing will come out of it. Our deeply rooted problems are unemployment, illiteracy, and cost of governance.
Don't you think it's near genius that, you know, we have someone like Tinubu suggest that, look, in order to at least deal with a fraction of unemployment, recruit some Nigerian youths into the military. Well, 50 million is not some. Yeah, that's like a chunk of the population. But you kind of get it. No, it's not near genius. I was really being sarcastic when I said that. I think we can do one more message. We have to go to the telephone lines. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. If you were not so displeased by the way things worked around here, would you be willing to join the force, serve the nation at least for a period, get employed, quote unquote, and maybe pick up life from there? Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Hello, good day.
Turn off your radio. You have to turn off your radio.
Okay, good day.
Welcome. What's your name? Turn off your radio. Not too much to ask.
It's off.
Thank you. Welcome. What is your name for the 100th time?
Etcher from Otta.
Thank you. You sound very young, youthful, full of life. Can you give this to the nation?
Like you said, the table said we need to employ 50 million youths. But the number is quite ridiculous.
Well, maybe you're looking at it on a broader scale. I mean, would you like? So let's personalize it. So maybe what we can achieve would be 10 million
like,
youths?
Maybe like 10 years ago when I applied. They didn't
oh, you applied so. 10 years ago. What happened to your application?
Maybe because of the regional...
Did you have a secondary school qualification?
I have my HND now.
Oh, beautiful. And they didn't think you were fit enough? Healthy enough? You don't know.
So how am I not fit enough?
No. You know, like you have to go through some tests. You know, you have to come through some training.
I applied. They didn't even
acknowledge your application.
Yeah.
And now you've lost what? Both interest and passion?
Yes.
That's sad. All right, then. Thank you very much for calling. Oh, well. The sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? This is the sunny side. Hello, can you hear us? Have you turned off your radio? Your last chance. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Larry.
Welcome, Larry. This is Nigeria Info. We're recruiting young Nigerians to join the military. Somewhat.
Oh. Okay. I just want to make some comments.
Please.
My age is above the requirement. I just want to make some corrections. If you can remember, Obasanjo's son was shot at the war front some years back.
Okay.
Can you remember?
Okay.
He's a young officer. All these young officers have some men under them, under like a platoon. They lead in the front.
Yeah.
They don't go to the war front. They do go. So that conception that officers stay in the office is a wrong notion.
Not all officers stay in the office. The supposition was that some of them don't go to the other world. Most of them
that's
don't go.
Belief of, I'm just trying to correct that impression.
No, it's
that's
fine.
The belief of so many. So the call is a clarion call. In Israel, it's compulsory for some years. You need to serve in the military.
Yeah.
So we need to take away this prejudice of it is we against them. We can't
but wait. Who's bringing about that prejudice, though?
No. The younger ones, they are looking like, oh, let them take their children. Let them do this one. If you really want to make the change you really want, you have to start from within.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that the way politics has been played in Nigeria might have also given life to the prejudice that people carry in their hearts?
Yeah. I think so. But we should not throw everything away just like that.
Yeah.
It keeps fueling the problem.
Don't you think the fuel continues because nothing has quite appeared to have changed? You know how it is where, you know, I cheat on you and then I tell you sorry. I told you sorry Monday. I told you sorry, and I'm not changing, but I'm just saying, don't worry, I'm working on it. Progress over perfection.
Joyce, yes, I understand. Because most of the people perpetrating these acts, they don't fall from heaven. Nobody was born a leader. A leader is made. So you need to. When I get the opportunity to get there, I will make a change. I will make the difference.
Sounds good.
Don't let us continue to do, it is we against them. Our leaders don't fall from heaven. Nobody was born a leader.
Yeah.
From councillor to local government chairman, everybody. You know, we need to change this perspective. When I get there, let them point to me and say, this person is making a difference. We need to copy this person. Not that we complain, but the change we are looking for, we are not ready to give it. You want me to change for you to enjoy, but you are not ready to change for the other person to enjoy.
That's a solid argument, actually.
That's it. That's what is going on in Nigeria right now.
But I'm also happy that you did not deny the roots of the problem. You know, I'm happy that you didn't deny what could have...
Thank you very much. Nobody in his right senses would deny that.
Okay.
But we shouldn't give up. Americans will not come and develop Nigeria for us.
True.
Cameroonians will not come and develop. You need to change. Let me make the difference. Everybody's crossing the road. They are not using the pedestrian bridge. I will go use the pedestrian bridge. I will set a standard. I will correct people that are throwing trash on the street. You start from somewhere. You don't keep complaining it is we against them. It will continue.
Until we change.
Until you change.
Passionate.
Change. Everybody change.
True.
Then when I get into the government, people see the difference. I'll become a local government chairman. I refuse to steal. I refuse to do what they are doing. You can't change them from outside. You need to go there. You have the strength. The youth have the strength. Go there.
Beautiful.
Go to their meeting.
Look, we appreciate both your zeal and the passion with which you have delivered your point, and we cannot disagree with it. Totally, we cannot disagree with that. Thank you very, very much for calling. And yes, so more Nigerians with a lot more passion, and not just passion, foresight. Yeah, foresight, because this whole moving forward and having a Nigeria requires vision. Where are the men with vision and the passion? Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, George. This is Brian again.
Welcome.
My mate tell me say they need the primary school need the journal line. Nobody they feed the form for they feed the teller for badass. Where they go call them on.
Sorry, bring it back. Could you explain that so we can understand?
They feed those family they join me. Those recruitmen made the call for those outside recruitmen. I wish they feed them the teller for them. They go call them on for bank.
Oh, wait. Are you saying that some people do not know how to fill their form?
Don't know anything.
Oh. Are you sure you're not? Well, I lost him. Oh, well, he's suggesting that some people are not informed enough. They can barely read or write. Isn't this complex? Very distorted, isn't it? But yeah, we're grateful for radio. Everything can come out here and people can show us their angles. On the sunny side, we're 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Christopher calling from Akuti. I've been trying to reach you since.
I'm glad you got through, Christopher.
This topic has serious interest.
Beautiful.
You see, so the military, see, we have able young men, vibrant men that are willing to join, that are willing to lay down their life. Understand? Irrespective of what the politicians are doing, it's a price to put on that uniform. To defend your country.
Yeah.
Understand? It's a pride. So what I'm trying to point out here is that coming out to lay down your life, you don't see, recruitment form to the military not supposed to be sold, it's supposed to be free. But in Nigeria, we sell recruitment form. They sort out bribes before they put boys into the military. Far back 98, I made a request to the Royal Army in Britain online. They sent me their complete unit, their complete material, the form, the bronchial, everything to join the military.
Oh.
The only reason why I couldn't join was that I had no sponsor there. Everything was made free.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah.
The Nigerian Army sells form.
So your own issue is that they're selling forms when the forms should be free, given the sacrifice on the part of the Nigerians.
Yes. Just like me going to use my money to buy poison and drink to die. Because I'm going to lay down my life for the country.
Sounds like a fair argument. Actually, quite fair.
So the military should stop the sales of form. They should make it open. If you're willing, if you have the zeal, if you're ready to lay down your life, you know what it means to put on that uniform. It's a pride.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for highlighting that. I think we have about a minute to get the next comment or commentary. Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon. This is Christopher.
Go ahead real quick.
Yeah, for now, they are not selling form anymore. Hello, Joyce.
Yeah.
They are not selling. Just apply and fill the form.
Oh, beautiful. Have you tried recently?
No. You know, I told you the other day, age is not on my side.
Oh,
What is happening now?
If you were younger, would you join?
Oh, my God. My junior ones are there now.
Beautiful. You're a proud Nigerian.
I have three junior brothers. My junior sister is there. The one that went in 2018, when I meet a major to sign a guarantor for him, he look at the name, he say, this name, I wish it's a Garuba or Shewu. I say, why? The young man went there.
Okay, so what have you heard anything about some people trying to get in? A secondary school certificate is not accepted. No, primary school is not accepted, only secondary school.
I think it's secondary school. The guy, said he has poor credit. He didn't make a mass.
Okay.
But he has gone back. He rewrite his WAEC. He has gotten the 5 credits now. So with this present one they are doing, the form now, he filled the form. So we are waiting where they shortlist him. Then he will go.
Oh, beautiful.
Even 2018, their commander there single out the boy. Say, look, this is the type of people we want in Nigerian Army.
Beautiful.
Go in there and apply for NDA course.
Mm-hmm.
He bring out the young man.
Okay.
And we're processing for him to go again. But the major told me, he said, look, with this name, it will be difficult. I don't know why. We from this side of the country. The Northerners, a boy that they met together with, he said, come, I just call him. He's here somewhere in my 2 years. So, yeah, come, this thing is happening. That guy is there, 2018.
What's wrong with the name? Why does it appear that the name might disqualify him?
I think people from that side, they make it easy for them, just like the educational
The quota system.
Call line, hair, score, whatever they give. The major told me now, say, at this name, Michael, so it will be hard with this result. I'm telling you. So we are processing for the young man to go back again.
Okay.
Like I told you, his age is on my side. Look, Joyce, with this new chief of army staff, did you hear him speak the other day?
No.
Oh, my God. That is how officer is supposed to speak.
All right.
The one that left, I don't know how he grew to become chief of army staff. But this new one, did you hear the guy speak like 2 days ago?
I mean, the speaking isn't it. We want to see action. People are dying. No.
He will command the junior ones listening to their boss talking. They will know, this man is a professional.
Well, more than that now. The security problem requires more than just eloquence. We need somebody
who... I know.
Who, yeah.
The chief of defense staff.
All right.
The chief of army staff that speak, I heard his voice the other day. They will make corrections. I'm telling you.
Well, keep your faith
up. Not that politician who is saying 50 million youth. No, I don't listen to such person. He's not an armed forces man. Just politicians who are making life difficult for us. You want 50 million youth to go and join the army. I don't know why people are listening to such person.
That was your state governor 2 terms. I don't know what you're saying.
Joyce, leave that in.
All right.
They don't want it. I'm telling you.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
To 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello, Joyce. I think it's purpose to choose. No, hold on a second. What? Huh? I think it's supposed to be a choice to join the military, not by means of joblessness. Just like Chibuike Amaechi said that he joined politics not because he wants to serve Nigerians, but because of joblessness. Yeah. So I think that speaks to the futurists within governance. If you would allow me suggest to you something, I think it would be that the next time you choose a futurist. You have to choose a futurist. You're going to have to appeal. Let your persuasion go beyond party leanings. Let it go beyond tribe. You need a futurist if you're going to be anywhere in the future. Yeah, something like that. So that the man in front has to be the one who knows where you are going. Otherwise, you might have to attend to the lack of opportunity to have a job, and then that might lead you to a different cause in life, which is settle for what's available. How did my father used to say? When the preferable is not available, the available becomes a preferable. Now, you listeners on Nigeria Info don't necessarily appear to be accepting what's available. But then thank you very, very much for calling. I think we can do, if the Nigerian Air Force are looking for pilots, I'm interested. This is Imam on WhatsApp. Are you a pilot looking for... Okay, well, thanks for letting us in on that information. A pilot, if you wouldn't crash the plane, of course, we can put your CV out there and hopefully you get a job. All right. Thank you. I think we can do two more conversations, then we segue into our divorce series this beautiful afternoon. Actually, one more. Hello, this is Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Last year, please call back. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
Turn off your radio.
All right.
Have you done that?
Hello, I've done that.
What's your name?
I would like to remain anonymous.
Okay, thank
I'm
you.
In the system, okay?
Because exactly. Where you're in the system?
I'm in the system.
Oh, we're happy to call.
I'm an officer in the Nigerian Army.
Yeah.
I would like to make some... enlighten us, rather, because I've had some comments being made.
First of all,
thankfully, the lady said allegedly, out of 8,000 recruited, there were 6,000 Fulanis and what and all that. I was part of the process of one of these recruitments. I can bet you that almost quarterly, Nigerian Army recruits like 3,000 soldiers. 3,000 soldiers. That means in a year, Nigerian Army recruits up to 9,000 soldiers. Okay?
Please go ahead. Yeah. Absolutely. Please go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Then, this is shared by quota system.
Quota system.
Each state have a specific number. And this is further distributed according to the local government.
Okay.
Then the government officials of the state, they are always present. The state liaison officer is always present to authenticate if this is from your local government, if this is truly from your state, so that they don't end up recruiting criminals or someone from maybe other states that...
Absolutely.
Okay, this is what... That means there is fair... I'm not holding brief for the Nigerian Army or for any military district. I'm just...
This you're saying that it's fair.
Experience, yes. I'm talking from experience, okay? So, this is distributed equally. At the end of the day, I think 120 from each state, 120 from each state. So, at the end of the day, it's only FCT that always have the minimum... number.
Mm.
At the end of the day, you are having these 3,000 distributed equally among the states.
Okay.
This is one. Secondly, someone said, if your name is Michael, all this, well, a major can tell you that, how I wish your name is Garuba or Hussein or all that. I can tell somebody how I wish is this. It does not mean that is the truth on ground.
Yeah, but if somebody's saying that, for example, something is influencing that, and you know people would make deductions. You know how it is where you say, well, something is true, but then if a scenario plays out before me, it's sensible that I make a deduction from that. You understand why that is necessary?
See, Joyce, even in the Nigerian Army, we have the Department of Statistics that gives all these about how many these Christians, how many Muslims, all these, the records are there. And regionally...
Okay.
The records are there.
So you're supposing that it's not only fair, it's void of tribal selection?
Yes.
Are you giving us a strong yes to that?
Yes to what? Come again, please.
Are you giving us a solid yes to the fact that it's not just, there's no discrimination, age discrimination and tribal selection?
I swear to God, I swear to God, there's no discrimination.
Okay. Are you northern? Are you from the north?
No, I'm not from the north.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not Hausa, I'm not Yoruba, I'm not Igbo.
Okay, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And again, you know, this process.
Wait, sorry, bring it back. Where are you from if you're not Hausa, Igbo, Yoruba? That went over my head for a minute. Where are you from?
Well, this is my first time. I've been trying to call all this way, but I never get through. But this. Thank God I'm...
Are you a foreigner? I mean, come on, you have to tell us that. I mean, first of all, you're anonymous, so I can't trace you, but...
No, just for security purposes, that's why I don't want to... You know, I'm serving. Okay. I'm not retired. Yeah. I'm still serving.
All right. I can respect that. Okay,
that's why. So, you know, the NDA form is there. The recruitment form for the soldiers is there also.
And it's free? Are you saying...
Free.
Beautiful.
It's free.
Okay.
In fact, you can Google it right now. Go to the website of Nigerian Army. It is boldly written there that do not buy form. It is free.
Okay. I want to ask you something else that came up during our conversation today. A young man called the show, said he had a lot of passion to serve in the military. He said his father is in the force, his friends are in the force. He applied but didn't get selected. I asked him if he had any educational qualification. He said he had a basic six, like primary six.
They don't take primary school certificate.
Good. Now he called back. Please. Pardon me. He called back and said that they help some military officers fill their forms, meaning that he's suggesting that some military officers or some people in the force do not know how to read or write. I'm not trying to put you in a box, so you can choose to answer the question or not. But can you say something about that?
Well, if there is something like that, that should be the decadence in the education system, and that should be the other rank. It can never happen in the officer cadre. A caller called that we have the other rank, we have the officer cadre, and the forms are there for the public. If you know you are qualified to become an officer in the Nigerian Army or Air Force or Navy, the road is open. Your age, you have the age limit, you have this, you have this, you have the certificate, you have the JAM score.
Yeah.
Go ahead and nobody is holding you.
Is JAM required as well?
If you have the requirement, go ahead.
Okay, hold on a second. Help us understand. You say you have the officer cadre and you have which other one now?
The other rank.
What does that mean?
The private soldier, the ones that is generally called recruits.
The
ones that people, the civilian, normally think they are the ones that goes to war front and what have you. And let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Nobody that does not go to war front. I myself, I just returned from the Northeast, from the Boko Haram fight and that. Because once you are due for change, they change you. But let me tell you that all the troops, no troops goes front without officer. Without their commander. You have to lead by example. You have to be at the front. You have to give them the direction.
So that is you saying that, because, you know, some people called in and said that they want the children of politicians to also serve in the force. Frontline?
Caller said, yes.
Okay.
Thank God.
Okay.
The caller said, General Olusegun Obasanjo son was there.
Yeah.
As a senior officer, not even a junior officer.
Yeah.
As a colonel, this man was even hit.
Yeah, yeah, we know that.
Okay. That is to tell you that everybody is there. Even the current chief of army staff was there. Everybody. Nobody that is not fighting this war.
Beautiful.
If you are not there today, you must be there tomorrow. I am back and I'm ready to go back.
Look, thank you very much for fighting for this nation, really.
I must say this. Yeah. The Nigerians, the civilians, must start to appreciate and commend the armed forces. Because I swear to God, if you go to Northeast and you see how these guys are really fighting their life out to defend and block these idiots, sorry, so to say.
No, you're right, please. That's exactly what they are.
Access to the country.
Yeah.
How they are fighting, how they are sacrificing in order for you and others to be saved, in order for everybody to have that time, the comfort to type.
Yeah, the semblance of sanity and peace and security. Look, we really appreciate you. We really do.
You know how people talk sometimes, what are they doing and all that, you know. So, please, they need to support the armed forces because this fight is for all of us.
God bless you so much for fighting for this nation. Thank you very, very, you have our gratitude. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Off on a break. We'll be right back.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, Radioactive. Tuesdays, Open Thought. Wednesdays, Worthy of Note. On Thursdays, The Lords of Logic. And on Fridays, Oh, What a Week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on The Sunny Side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side, 40 minutes past 1 p.m. I want to appreciate the officer who just called the show. I think what I'm able to deduce from that conversation that I had with him, he sounds, at least from, I can say that with every sense of knowing, that he sounds like someone who's thoroughly passionate about what he does. He sounds as though he goes about his work and his obligation for this nation with the purest of intent. And look, if you're Nigerian enough, it's probably part of your subconscious to assume corruption in every layer of society. And I think that he is so driven by both diligence and passion to serve this nation that he couldn't bring himself to touch on that or to speak about that. And maybe he's so forthright with his obligation to serve that he's not necessarily paying attention to everything else that is happening. Unfortunately, people would think what they will. And it's probably maybe the reality that has played out within our Nigerian consciousness for a long time. And I want you to know that we're grateful for what you do for this. It's not, I've seen a video from the front line that I couldn't watch. Recently, I couldn't watch it. And I wish I could ask him if they have like a medical team, a military medical team on ground that attends to them when they get hit. I wish I had that opportunity. And if you can answer that question, I will appreciate it. I want to know if there's like a mini clinic where you get hit, your fellow soldiers pick you up and take you somewhere and someone treats you. Because that video that I saw, they were watching that soldier die and I was saying, where is the medical team? Like, where is the medical team? Like, somebody has to pick this man up. I don't even know if he's going to survive, but at least let's even try to see whether that. And to think about what the Nigerian soldiers at the front line give up, I really see the reason why the people not just support them, but if we can make a case for them every opportunity that we can, that their lives are better, their families get what's due them. And maybe we have things like, I know that we have days where we honor them, but maybe there needs to be more said about that. There's too much noise about the politics of this nation and not much is said about the people who lay their lives to defend the walls of this nation. So thanks to the soldier who called and thanks to every other soldier who's fighting for this country. And sign of a cross. He just didn't speak on that. I can't quite say that that's noble of him. I think he's just choosing to overlook the evil. But I think I understand that. I think I understand it. But you know, the corruption is not a new... We've heard too many things about the corruption to play out. I mean, we might not necessarily have physical proof because there are no cameras to really capture these things. But our hope is that we're having this conversation so that those in places of authorities understand that this is the consciousness of the people. And there's something, look, it's one thing if something is in my head. You know, you can go into my head and take it out. But if it goes into my subconscious, well, it's anybody's game. Because maybe what I'm trying to say is that the subconscious practically is a frame of the man. And if that's what the man thinks, it might take a little bit more work to change that mentality. And if we really want a peaceful nation, then maybe this is what we need to do. Look out for our brothers east, west, north. And God alone knows where that soldier is from. Wherever he's from, he's certainly your brother fighting for this nation. Thanks to him again. All right, I'll speak to one more caller, and then we'll go to another topic on the Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome, what's your
name? Hello, Joyce.
Hello.
How you doing?
Welcome. I'm fine. What's your name?
This is Remy.
All right.
My question is to the man, the last man who called. Probably if he has a chance to call back.
Okay.
I want to ask him, if you address the case of General Adeni that was demoted. The general who appeared on camera that was complaining about what happened at the war front, the abilities of soldiers, then the way they were ambushed by some terrorists and the intel and all that. One, then two, some military guys protested a few days ago because they were probably, they gave some reasons why they were protesting.
Yeah.
So this man should also call and tell us why they protested.
Yeah.
They have the right to protest. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I have a message here from someone who would, he's not necessarily given us a name. He says, good afternoon, Joyce. Gabriel from Ogba. Okay. The man talking to you right now is just lying. A friend told me that they didn't collect him because he is answering a Christian name and he is from the north. Okay. Oh, well. So this is pretty much another Nigerian who is speaking to the fact that some officers who are recruiting Nigerians into the force are not picking some people because of their names. Not necessarily for lack of competence, but because of their names. Okay, hold on a second. All right. Let's speak to another caller, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. We're Nigeria Info. Hello. Sorry, I lost you. Hello. Good afternoon. I said one caller. I said the final caller 5 minutes ago. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Can you hear us? Turn off every... What's that? Are you blending?
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
This is Mohammed Haruna, my girl. I'm calling from Calabridge.
Thank you very much for calling.
There was a day I told you that I was invited to go for Armed Forces Selection Board, Nigerian Defense Academy, 73 regular course. Then I couldn't go. If you could remember, in the same program like this.
Okay.
So, Tinubu, he went to Kano and spoke his mind. That is right. But recruitment, 15 million recruitment in Nigerian forces, is an imagination. Even the mighty America, Russia, Germany, Israel, Iran, and North Korea doesn't have that numbers.
Absolutely.
In the armed forces.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, there is corruption in the military. Even the Nigerian youth don't have interest of joining the Nigerian armed forces because of selfish interest. I told you that when I went for interview in the previous years, I used monotheism as my religion, if you could remember.
I remember that story. And you said you were not picked because you chose to be exactly. religion neutral.
Yes, exactly. So, if the government of Nigeria will make such recruitment, I think it will be very impossible because based on our demography, we have 200 million as of now. Then you are telling me that if they can recruit 15 million Nigerians, that is half of the population, we go into military. Is that possible? It's a question that Joyce and Mohammed need to answer. Is that possible?
Well, that's a very good question. Give me a minute.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. Give me a minute because I'm wondering whether the government can cater to 50 million soldiers.
I can tell you that it's just an element of forgetting that letting people to spoke that because he's a politician, he can talk what he wants.
Oh, so that's a gift.
All right.
Thank you.
It can work because the recruitment of Army, Navy, Air Force in the military shall reflect the federal character of Nigeria. How many people are ready to join the military? Tell me.
All right. I want to even ask you something. I remember you had called the show before and you said that you tried applying for a spot in the force and you were not given because you didn't state your religion. Are you echoing the fact that there is corruption within the force?
Corruption. Insensitive and inefficient in the military. Exactly.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling.
All right. Dude.
Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Look, I thoroughly do appreciate every single contribution that's coming forth. I'm even learning as you speak. Because sometimes you know how it is where you're hoping that there is no corruption and then maybe you hear a little story about corruption, you think it's a little, and then you hear another angle to the corruption story and you realize, wait, this is bigger than we think. And And that says something to this, says something about the nation. And hopefully we can understand the problem in order for us to fix it. Okay, we're going to go from a break. Look, thanks to everybody who has called in. We have to segue into another topic. I believe that this issue about being a part of the Nigerian force will come back again, maybe from another angle, maybe even revisiting this because something has emerged from it. Thanks again. And I want to apologize. I can't speak to everybody right now, but I do promise, God willing, that you can catch the conversation on our podcast. There will not be a Friday edition of The Sunny Side. So, yeah, go to our website. You can catch the podcast. You can leave me a comment on social media, Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter, and on Instagram, I, Joyce Onyemowa. On Instagram, I would respond to you. And if there's an angle that you're sharing that is unseen or unheard of, I would then bring that to radio. How about that for a deal? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.